Shvi. The pasuk continues with the erva of Mishkav Zachar. Be Zachar le Sishkav Mishkav Isha. And with a man you shall not lie the way one lies with a woman. Ta'evahi. This is an abomination. Uvachol behema le Siten Shechav Techol Atamava. And to all animals you shall not lie to make yourself impure through her. That means that a man must not be mezane with a behema, the isha, and a woman, like samad lefnei behema, shall not stand before an animal leriva for mating. Tevelu, it is tevel. Rashi explains tupshatim in the word tevel. Either it means it is a disgusting act, or tevelu, it means it is a mixture of the zera, the seed of an animal, and the zera, the seed of a human being. Al titamu b'chol eile, you shall not be mitami yourself with all of these arayas. Ki b'chol eile nitmu ha-goyim asher ani mishaleach mibneichem. Because with all of these arayas, the goyim that I am expelling before you have done all these arayas. Vatitma ha-oretz, and they were mitame the land. They made the land impure. For efkod avoino oleho, and I will remember its avera upon it. Vatoki ha-oretz is yoshveho, and the land will spit out its inhabitants. Ushmartim atem eschukoy sevesh mishpotai, and you shall watch my chukim and my mishpotim of Arias for Lysasu, and you shall not do mikoyla toyevis hoela, all these disgusting acts, ho ezroch, whether you are a native, vahager hagar besechem, or a ger. Kies kol toyevis hoel, because all of these abominations, asu anshe ha'oretz asher lefneichem, the people of the land that are before you have done, batitma ha'oretz, and the land became tame. And the land should not spit you out. When you will be metamed, just like it will spit out the nation that is before you. Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael can be compared to a prince who is not used to eating disgusting foods that are mo'os. And if he does eat such foods, his stomach cannot handle it, and he spits it out, he vomits out such foods. So too, Eretz Yisrael cannot hold on to oivrei avera, people that do averas. And if a person is mezane in Eretz Yisrael must spit him out and expel him from the land. Rav Aaron Cutler is medayik in this pasuk, that the pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael should not spit you out, just like it spit out the goyim. Kasher ko es ha-goy asher lefneichem, just like it spit out the nation that is before you. When the Torah was written, the nations were not spit out yet. They were still living in Eretz Yisrael. So why does the pasuk say in the past, kasher ko, just like it has spit out these nations? Rav Aaron learns that from here we see that the word of Hashem is as if it was done. And since Hashem said that he would spit out the nations that do averis, therefore the Torah can write that he already spit them out, because when Hashem says something, we can consider it done already. Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-te'eiros ha'eleh, anyone that will do any of these abominations, v'nichrasu ha-nefoshos ha-oseis mikarev amom, the souls that will do these averis will be chayiv kares. It is written in the plural to say that men and women are chayiv kares for these averis. U'shemartem es mishmarti, and you shall watch my watching. What is this pasuk coming to add to what was stated already earlier in pasuk Chavav, where it says u'shemartem atem es chukoseiv es mishpotai? Rashi says, this pasuk is an azara for Bezdin. We are telling Bezdin that they must enforce that the Yidden are not mezane. Ushmartem esh mishmarti, and Bezdin should watch my watching. Levilti asois, to make sure that nobody else does. Mechukois hatoyevas asher nasu lefneichem, from these terrible acts that were done before you. V'loisitamu bahem, and in order that you shall not make yourself impure through them. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. If you do not make yourself impure through these averas, then I am your God. But if you are metami yourself through these averas, I am not your God. Zachrashi pasuk vav, lo sikrevu, you shall not come close. Lahazir hanakeva kezachar. The reason why the Torah says it b'loshen rabim in the plural is to prohibit the nakeva, the female, just like a male. L'kachnem aloshen rabim. That's why it says it in the plural. Ani Hashem nemal l'sham schar. I am believed to pay reward for the ones who stay away from arayis. Ervas avicha, zu eishes avicha. This is referring to your father's wife. Oyenoy elo. Maybe the pasuk is saying, like the literal meaning, that one must not be mezana with his father. It says in this pasuk the words ervas avicha, v'nemar lahalon, and it says further in Parashas Kedoshim ervas avicha gila, the words ervas aviv gila. where he revealed the erva of his father, ma lahalon eishes ovid. Just like over there in Parshas Kedoshim, it says explicitly that the pasuk is talking about your father's wife, afkan eishes ovid. Here also, it is referring to your father's wife. Zakt Rashi, ve'ervas imcha, the erva of your mother, lahavi, this is coming to include imoy, his mother, she'enoy eishes ovid, which is not his father's wife. Ervas eishes avicha, the erva of your father's wife is repeated again, l'rabis lachamisa, to include that even after the father dies, still his wife is usher to the son. Bas avicha, af bas anusa b'mashma. This pasuk is teaching us that even if the father raped a woman and had a daughter, the daughter is usher to the father's son because she is his sister from the same father. Zot Rashi, Maledes Bayis Oy Maledes Chutz, Bein Shenolda Me'oysen She'armim Loy Lavicha Kayemes Ima. Whether this daughter was born from a relationship that we tell the father, you may keep the mother, you may stay married to the mother. Ubein She'armim Loy Hoytzes Ima. And whether this daughter was born from a relationship where we say to the father, you must divorce and separate from the mother, because she is usher to you. Kigain, for example, where the father married Mamzeres Oy Nesina, a Mamzeres, or a nesina. A mamzeres is a child born from a forbidden union, punishable by kares or miso bidei shamayim. So the child born from such a union is called a mamzeres, and one may not marry such a woman. And a nesina are the descendants of the givonim, whose gerus was not a valid gerus in the time of Yeshua, and one may not marry somebody who is a nesina. So if the person marries this mamzeres or this nesina and has a daughter, still this daughter is also to the father's son because she is his sister. Zakt Rashi, ervas bas bincha, bebita me'anusasei hakosuv medaber. The pasuk is talking about bita me'anusasei. If one was ma'anes and isha, he raped a woman and had a daughter, this daughter and the daughter's daughter are aser. Ubita ubas bita me'ishtoi, and the case where he marries a woman and has a daughter, and the daughter has a daughter, anu lemedim, we learn it out from the pasuk further, me'ervas ishu ubita, from the pasuk of ervas ishu ubita, where a person marries a woman, and he is aser to his wife's daughter and granddaughter. Shenema behen, because the pasuk says over there, you shall not uncover their nakedness. Whether this daughter came from him, whether this is a daughter from a previous marriage, it does not make a difference. Your wife's daughter is also to you, whether this daughter is from you or from a different man. Zakrashi ervas bas bincha. This pasuk seems to only tell me that the granddaughter is also. It does not discuss the daughter herself. Zot Rashi kavachomer lebitcha. It's a kavachomer that the daughter is aser. If the granddaughter is aser, definitely the daughter herself is aser. El lefisha ein mazir min adin. But since we do not derive and learn out a negative prohibition by means of reasoning, lamdu migzeres shava b'mesechtz yivamis, we learn it out from a gzeres shava in mesechtz yivamis, because it says over here the word heina, and further on in pasuk yudzayin it says over there the word heina. Just like over there, the granddaughter and daughter are usher. Here too, granddaughter and daughter are both usher. Ervas bas eishes avicha. Now the pasuk goes back to the erva of your sister. Limeh, it teaches us she'ene chayev al achoisai, that one is not chayev because of the erva of sister. Mishifcha v'nachris, if the father has relations with a shifcha knanis, a slave woman that is a knanis, or a goy. Lekach nemar, that's why the pasuk says, bas eishes avicha, the daughter of your father's wife. Bira'uya lekedushin, it has to be a relation that kedushin can be taifes. But since on a shivcha and a goy, kedushin cannot be taifes, the daughter that they will have will not be usher to the father's son, midin achoisai. Ervas achi avicha leisagale. Umahi ervosai, what is the nakedness of your father's brother? El ishtel leisikrab, you shall not approach his wife. Eishes binchehi, you are not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law because she is your son's wife. Le'amarti, I did not say it's aser, elo kishyesh lebincha ishesbo. Only in a case where your son was married to this woman. Prat, this comes to exclude, la'anusa. If your son was ma'anes and isha, he raped a woman, this woman is not aser to the father, midin kalosai. V'shifcha nachris, and also a shifcha or a nachris that will be married to his son. Since there is no kedushin on a shifcha and nachris, The shifcha and nachris is not osur midin kalosai from the din of a daughter-in-law. Ervas ishu bita le'osur akos of elai de nisui harishoina. The pasuk only asserted that if you marry the first wife, you are osur to the daughter. L'kach nema le'sikach. That's why the pasuk says le'sikach l'shin kicha, an expression of taking. V'chein le'in ha'inish. And so, concerning the punishment that are mentioned in Parashas Kedoshim, the pasuk says asher yikach es isha ves ima, one who will take a lashon kicha, the mother and daughter, lashon kicha, aval anes isha, but one who is ma'anes an isha, he rapes a woman, mutar lisa bita, he is allowed to marry her daughter. It is only if there is kedushin on the first one that the daughter is usher. But if one is ma'anes the first one, then the daughter is mutar. Shara hena, kroyves hena, zulazu, they are related to each other. Zima, Eitza, advice. Ketagumai, like Targum says, Atzas chitin is an advice of sinning. Sheisrecha yoatzecha lachtoi. Your Yetzahara is advising you to sin. Elachoisa shtein ka'achas. You are not allowed to marry a woman and her sister together. So Rashi litzror, two become rivals. Loshen tzara. It is a loshen of a co-wife. Lasas ezu tzara lezu. To make one a co-wife with the other. Bichayeho, when she is alive. Lemecha, this teaches you. She'im girsha, if he divorces the first one, la'isa es achoisa, he still may not marry her sister. Kozman shubachayim, as long as she is alive. But if she dies, the first one dies, then he may marry her sister. La'moylech, avodazara hi sheshma moylech. And avodazara, that is called moylech. Vizuhi avodasa. And this is the way you worship the avodazara. Shemoysev b'noy lekaimrim. He gives over his son and daughter to the priest. Va'oisin shtei medurais gedolos, and they make two large bonfires. Umavir nes haben, and they pass the son or the daughter beraglov by walking through them. Ben shtei medurais, between the two bonfires. Loisitein zuhi mesiras lekarmim. The pasuk says you shall not give. This means giving the children over to the priest. Lahaver la'meilech, to pass them through the meilech. Zuhavaras ha'esh. This is referring to passing them through the bonfires. Tevelu, Lashon Kodesh, the Erva V'niyuv. It is a language of Erva, Znos, and disgustingness. The Chain, and so it says in the Pasuk, Ve'api al Tavlisam, and my anger is over their perversions. Tava'acher, Tevelu, Lashon Belilo. Tevel means a mixture. The Irbuv Zera Odom V'Zera Behema, a mixture of the seed of a person and the seed of an animal. V'loisakia Oretz Eschem, the land should not spit you out. Moshel, this is compared to the Ben Melech, to a prince. Shehechilu dava most, they gave him to eat something that is disgusting. Sheena oimed b'meyav, that does not remain in his stomach. He's not used to such foods. Elamakia, he spits it out. Kach Eretz Yisrael ena mekayemes over aver. So to Eretz Yisrael cannot hold on to people that do averus. Eretz Yisrael spits them out. V'tagumai, like Targum says, v'loy sirakun. Lashon Reikun, an expression of emptying. Meirika atzmoy mehem. Eretz Yisrael empties out the ovri avera from it. Hanafoshes ha'oisois b'lashon rabim. Hazochar v'anakeva b'mashma. Both the male and the female that do these averas of arayis are chayev karis. Ushemartem es mishmarti, and you shall watch my watching. Lahazer bezdin akach, to warn bezdin that they must enforce the averis of arayis. V'loisitamu bohem ani Hashem alekechem. Hoim titamu, if you are metamu yourself with arayis, eini alekechem, I am not your God. V'atem nifsalim me'achorai, and you are unfit to follow me. Umahano yeshidu bochem, and what benefit do I have from you? Mischayev and klia, because you deserve to be killed. L'kachnema ani Hashem alekechem. That's why the pasuk says, I am your God. If you are not metami yourself with arayis, I am your God. But if you do, I am not your God. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the whole assembly of the b'nei Yisrael. Rashi tells us that the pasuk is saying over here that Parshas Kedoshim was said to all of Klal Yisrael together, as opposed to other mitzvahs in the Torah. As Rashi explains in Parshas Kisisa, they were not said to all the Yidden together, but rather Moshe would say the mitzvah to Aharon, and then he would say it a second time for Aharon and Elazar and Isamar. The third time he would add the Nesiim, and only on the fourth time was the rest of Klal Yisrael present. But the mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim were said to all the Yidden together. The reason for this is, Zokt Rashi, Mipnei Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba, because most of the fundamental laws of the Torah are based on the mitzvahs of Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of fearing one's parents, watching the Shabbos, Shmira Shabbos, not taking the Nekama, not taking revenge. V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Since there are so many fundamental mitzvahs, therefore they were said in front of all of Klal Yisrael at one time. And the pasuk continues, V'omarta aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy. Ki kodosh ani Hashem aleikechem, because I, Hashem your God, am holy. What does the pasuk mean by Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy? Rashi says it's going back on the previous parsha, Parshas Achrei Mos, where over there we discussed the parsha of Arayos. The pasuk over here is saying, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy and separate yourself from Arayos and Averis that will bring someone to the Averis of Arayos. Ramban learns, the pasuk is telling us to avoid the common mistake of doing something because it is technically mutter, even though it is not within the spirit of the Torah. Ramban says, Kadesh Satzmcha b'mutalach, make yourself holy with that is mutter to you. Even though these activities are mutter, they are within the parameters of the Torah, still, one should not indulge excessively in Oil Mazeh by eating too much, drinking too much, or in other taivis of Oil Mazeh, because a person can be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah, a oisvarf, but being within the parameters of halacha. That's why the pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy, Kadesh esatzmecha b'mutalach. And the pasuk continues, Ish imoy v'aviv tiro, each one of you should fear his mother and his father. Rashi is bothered why the pasuk starts out in the singular by saying ish, and then goes to the plural by saying tiro. He says, Ish, each one of you shall fear his mother and his father. That is the lashon of ish. Rashi says a second shot, Ish, I might think that only a man must fear his parents. How do we know an isha, a woman, must fear her parents? Therefore the pasuk says, tira'u in the plural, which means a man and a woman, both of them must fear their parents. So why does the pasuk start off with the lashon of ish? Rashi says, because an ish, a man, always has the capability of fearing his parents, because he does not have another authority above him. Masha enkin, a woman, an isha, once she gets married, she has her husband, and if her husband's will is in conflict with the will of her parents, she must listen to her husband. That's why the pasuk says ish, because an ish always can fear his parents, but an isha must listen to her husband once she is married. Rashi tells us what is the difference between kabedes avicha vesimecha, honoring your parents, and yirah, fearing your parents. Rashi says that kibud is in the positive. One must feed his parents, one must dress his parents, and one must escort them in and escort them out. But yirah, fear, is in the negative. One must not contradict his parents, one must not sit in their place, and one must not speak in their place. Rashi continues to tell us, why does the pasuk say kabed es avicha vesimecha? By kibud it places av first, the father, but by yira it says ish imoy v'avi tiro, placing the mother before the father. And he says, because by nature a person will fear his father more than his mother. Therefore the Torah has to say ish imoy v'avi tiro, fear your mother also. By the mitzvah of kibud, a person by nature will honor his mother before his father, because his mother wins him over with pleasant words. Therefore, he will automatically honor his mother more than his father. That's why the pasuk says, "Kabed es avicha," honor your father, even your father, because by nature a person will honor his mother more. And the pasuk continues, "Veshapsoisai tishmaru," and my Shabbos you shall watch. What's the connection between fearing one's parents and watching the Shabbos? Rashi tells us that if one's parents tell him to be mechalas haShabbos, or to be over other isurim in the Torah, one must not listen to his parents. Ish imay v'aviv tiro, you should fear your parents, but not to be mechalas haShabbos. Ani Hashem aleikechem, I am Hashem your God. I am your God and your parents' God. Ato ve'avicha chayov mechvoidi. You and your father must listen to me, so do not listen to your parents in order to nullify my words. Al tifnu el ha'elilim. Do not turn to worship these idols that are nothing. Elilim comes from the lashon of al, it's nothing. Do not worship these nothing idols. And a god of metal you shall not make for yourself. Rashi says we must divide the words loisasu lochem. Loisasu, you shall not make a god for others. There is an isser of asiya, of making the god, even if you do not keep it. Lochem, others should not make the idol for you. Even though you did not make it, there is an isser of having it. So lochem, do not have the idol. The isser of asiya and the isser of keeping it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Rashi tells us, the pasuk could have said loisasu lochem Elohei masecha, but the pasuk says it in the reverse, Velohei masecha loisasu lochem, and that is because the Torah wants to place the word elilim next to the word Velohei, to tell you that in the beginning you might think these idols are elilim, they're nothing, but if you follow them for long enough, you will end up worshipping them and making them into Velohei, into a god. That's why these two words are placed together in the pasuk. And the pasuk continues by telling us that when one shechts a carbon, he must shecht it with intention to eat it in the proper time. When one will shecht a carbon shlomim to Hashem, l'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu, it shall be shechted in a way that it will be l'rotzoin, it will be wanted and desired by Hashem. How will the carbon be desired by Hashem? If you have in mind at the time of the shechita, b'yom zivchachem ye'ochel, to eat this carbon shlomim, on the day of the shechita, u'mimachros, and on the next day, v'hanoyser ayom ha'shlishi bo'esh yisoret, and you have in mind that this that will be left over until the third day will be burnt. A person must have the proper kavona and the proper intention at the time of the shechita. He must have in mind to eat it in the proper time. And since a shlomim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, at the time of the shechita, he must think that he will eat it in the proper time. But if he will think to eat it not in the proper time, then it will be pigle. If he will have intentions to eat it on the third day outside the allotted time, pigalhu, it is pigal, it is rejected, it will not be desired. Rashi tells us that this pasuk is really not needed, because in Parashas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, the Torah tells us already that one who has a machshava, a thought, during the shechita, to eat the carbon outside the proper time, the halacha is that the carbon is pigal. So we do not need this pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. Rashi therefore tells us, im eino inyan, if it is not needed for pigol of chutz lizmanai, where somebody had a machshava to eat it outside the proper time, we can use this pasuk for the iser of one who has a machshava, a thought, to eat it chutz l'mekaymai, outside the proper place. Because pigol can be in two ways. It can be with a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, and also with a machshava of chutz l'mekaymoi. This pasuk will be used for one who has a machshava, a thought, to eat it chutz l'mekaymoi, and that will also be pigel. Rashi tells us that although pigel, which came about because one had a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanoi outside the proper time, if one eats such pigel, he is chayiv karetz. But if one eats pigel, which is a pigel because of chutz l'mekaymoi, he had a machshava at the time of the shechita to eat it outside the proper place, there is no chiyuv karas if one eats such pigel. The oichla avoy no yisa, one who will eat noiser, one who will eat the shlomim on the third day, avoy no yisa, he will bear his sin. The pasuk that says over here, va'eichlov, he will eat it, is different than the lashon achila in the previous psukim. Because in the previous psukim we were saying that the lashon of achila meant that one who had a machshava, a thought, at the time of the shechita, to eat it not in the proper time or not in the proper place. Over here, the word va'eichlov is referring to actually eating it. One who actually eats the carbon shlomim on the third day, since the carbon is noiser, avoyna yisa, he will bear his avera, ki es kodesh Hashem chilel, because he has desecrated the kachim of Hashem, v'nichrusa hanefesh ahi me'ameho, and the person will get karis. One has to understand what is the connection between Pasuk Dalet that discusses Avodah Zarah and Pasuk Hey that discusses the Isser of having the wrong Machshava at the time of the Shechita. The Mefarshim say that the Torah is telling you first that you must not worship Avodah Zarah. And then the Pasuk continues on to tell you that even if you do worship Hashem and you bring Karbonos to Hashem, you must bring it in the proper way and you must have the proper Kavonos, the proper intentions at the time of the Shechita. And the pasuk continues in pasuk tes to tell us the mitzvah of leket, peah, and peret and oilas. Uvekutzruchem es ketzir artzachem. And when you will reap the harvest of your land. Do not finish off the corner of your field to cut it. Because there is a mitzvah of leaving over at the end of your field a corner, peah, for the aniyim, for the poor people. The leket kitzircha, and the leket of your harvest, leisalakeit, you shall not gather. If while you are cutting your field, one or two stalks fall down, you must leave those one or two stalks for the aniyim. But if three stalks fall, that you are able to keep for yourself. And your vineyards, you shall not harvest the young grapes. You shall not take the oilelois. Rashi tells us, oilelois are clusters that do not have kosef v'notef. They do not have shoulders, nor do they have drops. When a cluster of grapes is full, then the grapes lie one on the other, just like a person who is lying on the shoulder of his friend. Notef means the drops, the grapes that are on the actual spine that look like they are dripping down from the spine. So when a cluster is not full, it does not have kosef, because the grapes are not lying one on the other, and they don't have these extra grapes on the shedra, on the spine, which is called notef. Such an empty cluster one must give to the aniyim. So the pasuk is telling us, v'char mecholoi sa'olel, your vineyard, you shall not take the clusters that are oilelois, uferet kamecholoi salakeit, and the peret of your vineyard you shall not gather. Peret are the single grapes that fall down at the time of the cutting. La'oni v'lager tazev oisam, to a poor person and to a ger you shall leave them. You shall leave the peah, the leket, the peret, and the oilelois. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. The Torah uses a lashon of Elokeichem, which is the name of Hashem Elokim. Dayan li pareah, I am a judge to punish, because one who steals from the ger and one who steals from the poor, I will punish them and they will lose their lives. The Mefarshim tell us the connection between Pasuk Ches, which is the parasha of Noiser, leaving over from a carbon, and Pasuk Tes, which is the parasha of Peah. Because in Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk is telling us, do not leave over any bos or any flesh from Kachim, but if you do, you may not eat it. In Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk is saying that at times, you should leave over something, and that is when you harvest your field, leave over a corner, peah, for the poor. Loi tignoivu, you shall not steal. The Pasuk says, by the Aseres HaDibrois in Parshas Yisroi, Loi Signoiv, you shall not steal. But over there, it is referring to kidnapping. Over here, Loi Tignoivu is referring to one who steals money. V'loi Sechachashu, and you shall not deny. V'loi Seshakru Ish Ba'amisoi, and one shall not swear falsely to his friend. In Parshas Vayikra, at the end of the Parsha, we discussed where one took a loan from a friend, and then he denied that he ever received this loan, and then he swore falsely. If he then does tshuva and admits that he took this money, he must pay keren v'chomesh, the principal plus one-fifth. That is the punishment of one who denies a loan and swears falsely. Where do we know the azara, the warning, the lav, that one should not do such a thing? The pasuk over here says, v'lo sechachashu, you shall not deny, v'lo seshaku ish ba'misai, and you shall not swear falsely one man to his friend. So the lavim in this pasuk, lo sechachashu v'lo seshakru, are the lavim that are connected to the punishment stated at the end of Parshas Vayikra. V'lo sishavu v'shmi la'shoker, and you shall not swear in my name falsely, v'chilalto Hashem elekecha ani Hashem, because you will be desecrating the name of your God, I am Hashem. And the pasuk says, v'lo sishavu v'shmi, you shall not swear falsely in my name. This is including all names of Hashem, not only the Shem HaMiyuchad, the special name of Yudkei Vavkei, but even alternative names are included in the lav of lo sishavu v'shmi. You shall not cheat your friend by holding back the wages of a hired worker. And you shall not steal. The wages of your hired worker shall not stay with you overnight until the morning. The pasuk is referring to one who hires a worker to work during the day. The employer has the whole night to pay up this loan. The pasuk is saying that these wages should not be kept by the employer overnight until the morning. By the morning, he should pay up. And the pasuk continues, Loisekal al cheresh, you shall not curse a deaf person. Rashi tells us, included in this iser is cursing any person, not only a cheresh, a deaf person. So why does the pasuk say cheresh? Rashi tells us, because just like cheresh has the distinct quality that he is alive, because he is only missing one chush, one sense, he cannot hear, but he is living, so too anyone who is living is included in this iser. If you curse any live person, it is included in the iser of loisekal cheresh. But one who is dead, if you curse a dead person, you are not over this iser of loisekal cheresh. Only by mekalel aviv imoy, when one curses his parent, is there an iser to curse them la'achar misa, even after they die. But by a regular person, we learn out from cheresh, there is no lav of cursing them once they are dead. V'lefnei iver, and in front of a blind person, loisitei michshol, you shall not place a stumbling block. V'yareisa melekecho ani Hashem, and you shall fear your God. I am Hashem. The simple meaning of the pasuk is that you shall not place a stone or anything that a blind person will stumble upon because he cannot see. Since the pasuk adds on v'yareisa melekecho, we can learn also a second halacha from this pasuk. V'lefnei iver, before a blind person, before someone who is blind in a certain area, which means he needs help, he needs advice in a certain area. Loisitei michshol, do not place a stumbling block before him by giving him bad advice, advice that would just benefit yourself. V'yareisa melekecho, the pasuk says, you shall fear Hashem, because the person can always say, I had good intentions, I meant well, the advice that I gave him I thought would work out. Therefore the pasuk says, fear Hashem, he knows what's in your heart, he knows your true intentions. Balaturim explains the reason why the Torah places the pasuk of loisolin pulas socher iticha ad boiker, one should not leave overnight the wages of his worker. Next to the pasuk of loisekalel, one shall not curse, this is to teach the employee that if his employer did not pay him, loisekalel, do not curse him, but rather be toiveya him and collect it in bezdin. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Daber el Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael, speak to all of Klal Yisrael together. Zok Rashi Melami Shenemer Parshazu Bahakel. This teaches us that this Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, was said with all of Klal Yisrael gathered together at one time. Mipnei, because Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluyimbo, because most of the fundamental halachas of the Torah are dependent on the mitzvahs that are stated in this Parsha. Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. Hevu Purushim in Arayis. You shall separate yourself from Arias and from Averis that can bring upon Arias. Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy by separating yourself from Arias. Shekol Mokem Shatam Moitze, Geder Erva, because whenever we find a restriction of Erva, Atam Moitze Kedusha, you find the Torah using the word Kedusha, holiness. It says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Emor, concerning the women which a Kohen may not marry, and the Pasuk says, Isha Zoyna V'Chalola, he may not marry a Zoyna or a Chalola, and the Pasuk says afterwards, Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem, I am Hashem who makes you holy. So we see that when there is a Geder Erva, the Pasuk is stating who the Kohen cannot marry. It says over there, Kedusha, by separating himself from these women, he becomes holy. And also it says, by the women who a Kohen Gadol may not marry, in Parshas Emor, V'lo Yechal Zarek, if he stays away from these women, he will not make his children chalolim. Ani Hashem Mekadoshoy, I am Hashem who makes him holy. So again, it says Kedusha where there is a Geder Erva. Because if he stays away from these women, and he is restricted from these Arayas, then he will make himself holy. And Rashi brings down a third Raya, because it says in Parshas Emor, Kedoshim Yiyu, they should be holy, the Kohanim. And then afterwards it says, Isha Zoyna V'Chalola, the women who the Kohen may not marry. Sefer HaZikaron says that this Raya seems to be the same Raya as the first Raya. In the first Raya we said that the Pasuk says, Isha Zoyna V'Chalola, and afterwards it says, Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. All this Raya is saying is that before the Pasuk of Isha Zoyna V'Chalola, it also says Kedusha, Kedoshim Yiyu. And therefore he says there is Taka a Girsa that puts this Raya together with the first Raya, and it says that by the restriction of who a Kohen may not marry, where it says Isha Zoyna V'Chalola, it says Kedusha before and after. Before it says Kedoshim Yiyu, and afterwards it says Ani Hashem Mekadoshchem. Rashi continues, Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro. So Rashi, Rashi is bothered why Ish is Belashon Yochid in the singular and Tiro'u is Belashon Rabim in the plural. So Rashi says, "Kol echad mikem Tiro'u aviv imay." Ish means each one of you shall fear his father and his mother. Zehu pshutai, that is the simple meaning to explain the Lashon Yochid and the Lashon Rabim. Umidrashai, the Medrash says, "Ein li elo ish." All I know is that a man must fear his parents. Isha minayin, how do I know that a woman must fear her parents too? Kishu aimer tira'u, when it says tira'u in the plural, harei kashnayim, that is referring to two types of people, a man and a woman. Imkein lo menemar ish, so why does the pasuk start off Lashon Yochid by saying ish? She'o ish sipek biyodoi lasais. A man always has the opportunity to fear his parents. Aval Isha, but a woman, Rishus Acherim Oleho, she has another authority upon her, which means when she gets married, she must listen to her husband. So that's why the Pasuk does not say Isha in the beginning. Imai va'aviv tira'u, kan hiktim aim la'av. By the mitzvah of fearing, it says the mother first. L'fishagolu l'fanov, because it is revealed before Hashem. Shehaben yorei es aviv, that by nature a son will fear his father, Yoisime Ime, more than his mother. And therefore the pasuk says, fear even your mother. Uve kibud, but by kibud, where it says, kabet esovicho, hiktim avlaim. It says the father before the mother. Lefishagolui lefonav, because it is revealed before Hashem. Shaben mechabet es ima yoisime ovim, that a son will honor his mother more than his father. Mipnei shemishal dosei bedvarim, because she wins him over with pleasant words. Therefore the pasuk says, Kaved Asavicha, honor even your father. Veshapsoise Tishmaru, and my Shabbos you shall watch, Samach Shmira Shabbos Lamara'av. The Torah places the mitzvah of watching the Shabbos next to fearing one's parents, Lamar, to tell you, Afal pi shehezar ticha al mara'av, even though I warned you to fear your parents, Im yom lecho chalel es haShabbos, if he tells you to be mechalel Shabbos, al tishmaloi, do not listen to him. V'chein b'shar kol ha-mitzvahs, and similar, by all mitzvahs, you shall not listen to your parents to be over any mitzvah in the Torah. Because the pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Elokeichem is in the plural, referring to you and your parents. Ato ve'avicho chayovim b'chvoidi, you and your parents are chayev to honor me. L'fikoch lo tishmaloi levatel es devari, therefore you shall not listen to him to nullify my words. Zakt Rashi, Ezehu Moira, what is considered fearing? Lo yeshev bimkoimai, do not sit in your parents' place. V'lo yedaber bimkoimai, and do not speak in their place. If it is their turn to speak, don't speak up instead of them. V'lo yistar es devarav, and do not contradict their words. Ve'ezehu kovoid, and what is considered honor? Machil umashke, giving to eat and giving to drink the parents. Malbish ummanel, to dress them and to put on their shoes. Machnis umoitzi, to escort them in and escort them out. Altifnu el ha'elilim, do not turn to the idols. La'avdam, to worship them. Elilim lashon al, the word elilim means nothing. Kilayu chashu, these gods are like non-entities. Velehei masecha, tchilosan elilim heim, in the beginning you might look at them as nothing. V'matapoina achareim, but if you turn after them, seivcho lasois lasoison elikos, in the end you will make them into a god. That is why the pasuk writes these two words next to each other, elilim and elohei. In the beginning you might look at them as elilim, nothing, but at the end you will make them into elohei. Zot Rashi loisasu lochem, you must divide loisasu and lochem in the pasuk. Loisasu lacherim, do not make these idols for others. There is an iser of asiya. V'loyacherim lochem, and others shall not make it for you, because you are not allowed to own them. V'im taimar, and if you want to say loisasu la'atzmechem, the pasuk is just saying you shall not make these idols for yourself. Avalacherim oisim lochem, but others may make these idols for you. Harei kfar omar, it says already lo yilecho, you shall not have elohim acherim. Lo yishalecho v'loy shalacherim, whether it belongs to you or whether it belongs to others. So we see you may not own it. Therefore, lochem means even if others make it for you. Zakt Rashi v'chisizbichu, when you will shecht a carbon shlamim, lo'nemba parsha zu, this parsha was only stated, elo l'lamed, only to teach you, sheloy tehei zvichoson, that the whole shechita of this shlamim should not be, elo almanas lehi ochel b'seich hazmanazeh, only on the condition to eat it during the proper time. She'im likvoy lehem zman achilo, if the pasuk was telling us when you can eat a carbon shlamim, harei kfar omar, that was already stated in parsha sav. If you will bring a carbon shlomim as a neder and nedava, you may eat it for 2 days and a night. So we do not need this pasuk to tell us what the zman achila is of a carbon shlomim. But rather it is to tell us that you should have the proper machshava during the shechita, and you should have in mind to eat it during the proper time. Zagrashi l'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu, you shall shecht it in a way that it will be l'rtzoin. Tchilas zivichosoi, the original shechita should be, tehei it should be, almanas nachas ruach, with intent of a nachas ruach for Hashem. Sheyehei lochem l'rtzoin, that it should be for you as an appeasement. Sheim techoshvu olav machsheves psul, because if you will have the wrong thoughts, a machshava that will passel it, lo yirotza aleichem lefonai, it will not be wanted and desired before me, before Hashem. L'rtzoinchem, in old French, an pain tzimatu. Zeu l'fi pshutai, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. For our sayin ulam mikan, but our chachomim learn from here, l'misasek b'kotchim, one who is misasek by kotchim, sheposel, that it is posel. Misasek b'kotchim means one who does the shechita unintentionally. For example, if he threw a knife in order to hit a wall, and while the knife is flying through the air, it shechs an animal, so the shechita was unintentional, the halacha is that it is posel. He must have intention to shecht. That's what the pasuk means. L'rtzoinchem tizbachuhu. The shechita must be l'rtzoin, with intention. Zagrashi b'yom zivchachem yeyochel. Kishet tizbachuhu. When you will shecht this carbon shlomim, tishchatu almanas zman zeh shekovati lachem kvar. Shecht it with intention to eat it in the allotted time, which I said already in Parshas Tzav. Zagrashi v'meyochel yeyochel. If this pasuk is not needed to tell me that a carbon is pigle if one had intention to eat it outside the allotted time, shari kvar nemar, because we already learned that this is considered pigle in Parshas Tzav, v'meyochel yeyochel mibsar zevach shlomo. Over there it says if one eats from the carbon shlomim, which means if he shechs it with intention to eat it outside the allotted time of a shlomim, so we do not need this pasuk to tell me that it is pigle if there was a machshava of chutzlas manoi to neyu inyan lechutz lemkaymoi. Let's use this pasuk to teach us that it is considered pigle if one had a machshava of chutzlas lemkaymoi. He had intention to eat it outside the place that is specified that this carbon must be eaten. I might think that pigle of chutz lemekoymoi will also have on it a chi of koros if one eats such pigle. Tamaloymar. Therefore, the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, "V'hanefesh hoicheles mimenu avoinotisa." One who will eat from this pigle will carry his avera and be chayiv koros. Mimenu, from this type of pigle, veloy mechavera, and not from a similar type of pigle. Only from a pigle of chutz lizmanoi is there a chayiv koros if one eats it, but not from pigle of chutz lemkaymoi. Yotza, this pasuk of mimenu is coming to exclude hanichshat b'machsheves chutz lemkaymoi, a carbon that was shechted with intention to be eaten outside the proper place. If one eats such a pigle, there is no chiyuv karas. Pigle, mituav, it means disgusting, rejected. Kamoi, umorak pigulim kilehem. And the gravy that is disgusting is in their vessels. So we see pigle is a lashon of disgusting and rejected. Va'oichlav avonu yisa, one who will eat noiser will be chayiv karas. Benoiser gomer hakosu bedaber. The pasuk is speaking about one who eats noiser on the third day. Although the words achila in the previous psukim were not referring to somebody who actually ate, but rather someone who had a machshava during the shechita to eat it outside its proper place and outside its proper time, over here, va'oichlav literally means one who will eat. One who will eat noiser on the third day is chayiv karas. Zakrashi, ve'enai onosh karas ala nishchat chuslim koimoi. There is no chiyiv karas on one who eats pigle, which became pigle because there was a machshava of chuslim koimoi. Shekvar miyate akosu, because the pasuk already excluded it from the word mimenu, like we stated in Rashi earlier. Mimenu, there is only a chiyiv karas on a pigle of chuslim manoi, but not one who eats a pigle of chuslim koimoi. So although pasuk zayin is referring to pigle of chuslim koimoi, and then in pasuk ches it says a chiyiv karas, the chiyiv karas is not going back on pasuk zayin, because on pigle of chutz limekoimoi there is no chiyuv karas, But rather, Pasuk Ches is referring to something else. V'zehu benoisa gomer medaber. Pasuk Ches, where there is a chiyuv karas, is referring to one who eats actual noiser. He eats the flesh of a korban shlamim on the third day. Uva meseches kwisos lamdu migzeres shava. And meseches kwisos learns it out from a gzeres shava to teach us that this pasuk is talking about noiser gomer. Zok Rashi loisechale pa'as sodcha. She'eniach peah b'soif sadeu. You shall leave peah at the end of the field. Since the pasuk says, loisechale, you shall not finish off your field, that means that peah should be left at the end of the harvest in the corner of the field. Veleket ketzircha, and the leket of your cutting, shibolim ha'noishrim b'shas ketzira, the stalks that fall at the time of reaping. Achas o'shtayim, whether it was one or two, that is considered leket. Aval shalosh einon leket, but three is not considered leket, and you may keep it. Zok Rashi loisa oilel, you shall not take the oilelois, but rather leave it to the aniyim. Loisitel oilelois sheba, do not take the oilelois from the vineyard. Vehein nikaros, and they are identifiable. Ezehu oilelois, what is considered oilelois? Kol she'ein loi loikosef loi notev, any cluster of grapes that does not have kosev, where one grape is lying on the other like a person lying on his friend's shoulder. Veloy notev, it does not have the grapes dripping down from the spine of the cluster. So these clusters are not full clusters. Those clusters must be left for the aniyim. Uperet kamacha, gargare anovim, single grapes, hanoishrim b'shas b'tzira, that fall down at the time of the harvest, must be left to the aniyim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. The pasuk says Elokeichem, the name Elokim, Dayan lihiporea, which is the name of Hashem that says, I am a judge to punish. Ve'inu goyvim mikem ela nefoshos, and I will only collect from you lives. Shenemar al tigzol do, do not steal from a poor person. Ki Hashem yorev rivam, Hashem will fight their battles and kill the person who will steal from the poor. So when the pasuk says Elokeichem, Hashem is dayan lihiporea, and to take away lives from the ones who do not give leket, shikha, peah, parrot, and oilless. Lo tignoivu, you shall not steal, azara legoinav moment. This is referring to one who steals money. It is a lav that one should not steal money. Ava lo signoiv shebeh aseres hadibrois, the lav of lo signoiv in the aseres hadibrois, in Parashas Yisroi, azara legoinav nefoshes. That is referring to the lav of kidnapping. Dover halomed mein yonoi, something that is learnt out from the context of the psukim. Dover shechayovin olav mises bezdin, something that there is a chi of mises bezdin on it. Since the pasuk over there by the Aseres HaDibrei says, loy sirtzach, you shall not kill, loy sinov, you shall not commit adultery, and loy signov, you shall not steal, so just like loy sirtzach and loy sinov are both isurim that one is chai of mises bezdin, so too loy signov must be an isur that one is chai of mises bezdin on it, and that must be kidnapping, because there is no chi of mises bezdin on one who steals. So the pasuk over here, loy tignoivu, must be talking about one who steals money. Veloy sechachashu lefi shenema, since it says at the end of Parshas Vayikra, v'ki cheshbo mishalim kerem mechoymesh, if one denies a loan, then he pays a karen and a chaymesh, lomanu oynish, we learn the punishment. Azor minayin, where do we know the law? Talmud loy mar veloy sechachashu, therefore the pasuk says, you shall not deny. Veloy sechakru, lefi shenema, v'nish bal sheker, yishalim kerem v'chaymesh, since over there in that same pasuk it says, that one who denies a loan and swears falsely, and then admits it, pays a karen and a chaymesh, so therefore, Lamadnu Oinish, we learnt out the punishment for such an avera. Azori Minayin, where do we know the law that one should not swear falsely and deny alone? Talmud Loimer Veloisha Shakru. Therefore it says Loisha Shakru. So the lavim of Loisha Chachashu and Loisha Shakru are the lavim on the punishment of the avera stated in Parshas Vayikra. Loi Tignoivu, Veloisha Chachashu, Veloisha Shakru, Veloisha Shavu. Rashi is bothered why it says a vav connecting each one of these lavim. Zok Rashi, im gonafto, if you will steal, seif cholachachesh, at the end you will come to deny it, seif cholachaker, then at the end you will come to lie, because you will have to lie in order to support your denial, seif cholishov lasheker, and this will bring you at the end to swear falsely. That is why the Torah writes a vav connecting these lavim, because one who is over one of these lavim will come to be over the next one, because one leads to the next one. There seems to be a stira between this Rashi and the previous Rashi. Rashi over here seems to say the words Loisa Shakru are referring to one who lies. because the pasuk is saying, "Lo'tignayvu," if you steal, you will come to lo'tishachashu, to deny it, and then you will come to lo'tishakru, to lie, and then you will come to lo'tishavu v'shmila shaker, to swearing falsely. So lo'tishakru is referring to one who lies, as opposed to Rashi in the previous Rashi, who says lo'tishakru is referring to one who swears falsely. And according to this Rashi, swearing falsely is lo'tishavu v'shmi lashoker. Zok Rashi lo'tishavu v'shmi lo menemar. Why do we need this pasuk? Lefi shenemar, since it says in Parashas Mishpatim, lo'tisisa eshem Hashem alekecha lashav, you shall not swear in the name of Hashem your God falsely. Yochol lo yehechayv elo al shem hamiyuchad. I might think there is only an iser to swear in Hashem's name if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad, the special name of Hashem, of Yudkei Vavkei. Minai l'rabis kol hakinuyim. How do we know that the iser of swearing includes any alternative name of Hashem? Talmud Loimar. Therefore the pasuk says, Leisishavu v'shmi, do not swear in any of my names lashoker. Kol shem sheyeshli, any name that I have. So Rashi like Sasha, if you shall not cheat, Zakovish Schar Sakhir. This is referring to one who does not pay his workers. Like Solin, Zakrashi Lashon Nekeva. The tough of Solin is a Lashon Nekeva in the feminine. Moisev ala Pu'ula, it's going on the Pu'ula, Pu'ula Sakhir. Since the word Pu'ula is a Lashon Nekeva, so the verb Solin takes the feminine and there is a tough in the beginning. Because there are two reasons why a tough can be placed in the beginning of the word. Either it can be in the masculine, and the tough is saying, Loisolin, you shall not leave overnight. Or it can be a feminine verb, that since the verb is being attached to a feminine noun, pu'ula is a feminine noun, wages, so therefore the verb that is attached to this noun, solin, takes on the feminine with a tough in the beginning, which is a lashon nekeva. According to this pshat, the pasuk means like this: Loisolin pu'ula sochir itchad boiker. The wages of the worker shall not be left overnight until the morning. The pasuk does not mean loisolin, you shall not leave it overnight, but rather the wages shall not be left overnight. Zok Rashi ara boiker b'schir yoim hakosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about one who is hired to work during the day. Sheyitziyosai, he leaves his job is over, mishashokachamo, when the sun sets. Lefichach, therefore, zman govuschori, the time to collect his pay, kol halayla, is the whole night. Uvamokamachu oimer, and in another place in Sefer Devarim it states, v'leisovai ol vashemesh, you shall not allow the sun to set. Medabe v'schir halayla. The pasuk is talking about one who is hired to work at night. That his work ends at the break of dawn. Therefore, he can collect his pay the whole day. Because the Torah gave time for the employer, a time to get money to pay his workers. So if he is hired for work during the day, he has the whole night to look for money. And if he's hired to work at night, he has the following day to find the money to pay his worker. Loisakal cheresh, you shall not curse a deaf person. Ainli al cheresh. All I know from this pasuk is one is not allowed to curse a cheresh. Minayin l'rabis kol odom. How do I know this iser applies also to any person? Talmud loymar ba'amcha loisar. It says in Parashas Mishpatim, ba'amcha, anyone in your nation loisar, you shall not curse. In kein lo menem a cheresh. So why does the pasuk say over here cheresh? Ma cheresh miyuchad. Just like a deaf person has the distinct quality, shehu b'chayim, that he is alive, all he is missing is the sense of hearing. So to anyone who is alive, one is not allowed to curse. Yotza, this comes to exclude hames, that one is allowed to curse somebody who is dead. Shein b'chayim, he is not alive. Lefnei iver l'asita mishal, before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block. Lefnei asuma bedavar, in front of somebody who is blind in a certain aspect. Loisitein eitza she'ena hugenesle, do not give him advice that is not proper for him. Al toimar, do not say, mechor sotcho, sell your field, v'kach lecho chamor, and buy a donkey instead. V'ata oikefala v'noit lehimenu, this way you can trick him and take the field away from him. The Mefarshim are medayik from the Lashon, Eitza She'ena Hugenes Loi. One shall not give advice that is not fit loy for him. This is to teach us that even though sometimes something may be in general good advice, but it might not be good advice for this specific person who you are giving the advice to. That's why it says, do not give advice she'eina hu genes loy, that is not proper for this specific person. Zok Rashi v'yareisa melekecha, you shall fear your God. Because this is not given over to people. Lay that to know. To know if this person's intentions were good or bad. And he can also escape blame. And say, I had good intentions. Therefore the pasuk ends off, and you shall fear your God, Hamakir Machshavaisecha, who recognizes what your inner thoughts are. V'chein dover, Hamosu l'libo shel odom ha'yseu. Anything that is given over to the heart of the one that does it, V'ein shar habriyos makiris boy, and people cannot know what his intentions are, Nemar boy, the pasuk says, V'yoreso melekecha, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows the person's true intentions.